Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game. Abe TL Show. Hanging out in place here on Juneteenth. Want to head into the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer, and welcome in Mike Farron, MLB Network Radio, college baseball for ESPN. He is live in what is now a day off in Omaha, and we'll explain exactly how that came to be because last night was some of the craziest stuff I've ever seen. But just in general, Mike Farron, how much are you enjoying this year's College World Series?
It's been great so far. It's been fun to have a wide variety of teams, Abe. I mean, last year, the four SEC, four ACC here, so being able to see a good representation from around the country has been nice. And there have been some really compelling games, not the least of which was last night. And I think we got two pretty good teams playing in the finals with the red-hot Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, and who've won 26 straight games now, which is pretty incredible. And LSU, after their win over Arkansas, they just really had the Razorbacks number this year.
Yeah, and we'll talk about Coastal Carolina in just a moment. But you were on the call last night, and I know you're an empathetic guy. How tough was it to watch what was going on for Arkansas? Obviously, they get a line out that was destined to be the game's final. Well, I mean, even before that, you're talking about a force play to third instead of trying to turn two. You wonder if that's the right call. You go the safe route. Then you get the line out that was the game ender, and the left fielder slips, ricochets, as far as I've seen a ball ricochet off of a human before. Tie game, and then the walk-off was – I don't even want to say an inch, a centimeter, a millimeter of extra vert, and the second baseman catches that. And for a team that a couple years ago had a foul ball that could have ended a game as well, now twice like this in Omaha, it had to be tough to watch.
Yeah, I mean, that foul ball you referenced, I mean, that would have ended the College World Series. They would have won their first championship. That was game two of the finals against Oregon State. And on the play that you referenced with the second baseman jumping, like if he's an inch shorter on that, I think they have a play at the plate on Luis Hernandez, who doesn't run that well. He's a catcher. So, I mean, yeah, it was a crazy finish. I feel horrible for Chuck Davalon, who's a really good player. He's the left fielder who slipped as he was coming in on a line drive. And when he made the diving attempt, like, I don't know that I've seen that happen before where it just missed his glove and it looked like it hit his shoulder and caromed into the corner. And it, you know, the other stuff is miscues, right? Like the poor decision by Fahivo Aloy, the SEC player of the year, to try and take the lead runner down when the lead runner really didn't matter in that situation. You need to get two. If you don't get two, you're still in a position where you have a force at second. Like, it wouldn't have been the end of the world. And even earlier in the inning, Reese Robinette, the first baseman, went way to his right to go and try and glove a ball that should have been the second baseman's, and then couldn't hit the pitcher running to cover the base too. So it was just a whole bunch of things that went wrong, but had a lot of empathy for the Arkansas kids, and especially Chuck Davalon for what happened there. That was the part that really got me, was that, you know, he just, like, he didn't really do anything wrong. He just slipped. And, you know, these are, you know, a 19-year-old kid who has that happen, or 20-year-old kid, like, that's terrible. And so I did have a lot of empathy for him, and I liked that Jay Johnson, the LSU coach, did too. I mean, he went over to console a lot of the Arkansas players after the game, because, you know, that's a tough way to win a game when stuff like that happens, and especially with something like that to a player who I know he's got a lot of respect for in Davalon.
Yeah, and Arkansas, I'd argue the high moment of the College World Series with a no-hitter, and unfortunately, mm-hmm. because of how it played out, probably the lowest moment of the College World Series in heartbreaking elimination, and that sends LSU into the College World Series Championship Series. It's going to start on Saturday. It's a best 2 of 3, and they're playing Coastal Carolina. And this is a team, look, you know this, I know this, but to someone who's newer to college baseball, you just sit and say, Coastal Carolina, what a Cinderella story. That's not really the case. This is a team and a program that has been very good for a very long time. As you mentioned, they're on an incredible winning streak currently. And while I know technically through odds and all that, they are a slight underdog to LSU, I don't think it would surprise anyone if they take 2 of 3.
Yeah, I picked them, I mean, before the World Series started. I think they're really good. You know, for those who don't know, I mean, Coastal won the national championship in 2016. So they're the last mid-major to win a men's college World Series championship. They, as we talked about, are on a 26-game winning streak. The Sun Belt is a really good baseball conference. Usually it was down a little bit this year, but in a down year, they still had two of the top 16 seeds in the tournament, right? So that shows you the quality of play that's in the conference. And they have the second-best pitching staff by ERA in the country this year, which is, you know, no small feat. And they have two guys that are going to go, and Cam Flukie and Jacob Morrison, who are legitimate prospects. Now, they're not potential first-rounders like LSU's tandem of Kate Anderson and Anthony Ionson, who will go in the first two games. But they are really good, and they have an outstanding pitching staff. They have a catcher that's a first-rounder who's their leadoff hitter, Caden Bodine, who's probably the best defensive catcher in the country, at least among juniors. And he is a guy that is a really good contact hitter. He's a switch hitter. And while he doesn't have a lot of power, he really is a good table setter. They have a very solid lineup. And they don't make mistakes. Like, they play great defense. They make good base running decisions. They are aggressive on the base paths. So it's a fun team to watch. And yeah, they're going to be up for the challenge against LSU. This isn't just like, they really bristle at this idea that they're a Cinderella, right? Because they have been such a good program for the last decade. They don't look at themselves that way. They look at themselves as, you know, one of the alphas in the sport. And I think it's hard to argue against that.
Mike Farron of MLB Network Radio, College Baseball for ESPN on the WadeFord.com hotline. Final question about Omaha and the College World Series. We got some Braves news I want to talk with you about, and obviously the Braves just in general chance to sweep the Mets tonight. We'll get to that in a moment. You've been going to Omaha and covering the College World Series for a number of years now. I haven't been since the mid-2010s, and it just feels like the sport itself has grown, and I imagine the College World Series has continued to become more and more mm-hmm. of a destination event. How much of that have you noticed and have you seen versus where it was in 2010, 2008, and some of the years before compared to what it is now? I mean, the Jello Shot Challenge on its own is it wasn't a big deal when I was there. I mean, it happened, it was held, but it wasn't like it is now. And I think that's just representative of the larger scale of what Omaha and the College World Series has become.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were probably there together the last time you were here, right? So,
absolutely.
I mean, I think it's a lot different. You know, they had moved from Rosenblatt Stadium downtown in 2011, and I think it took some time for it to get its footing. And, you know, the Ballpark Village, which is the area around the ballpark, has really blown up. There's a fan fest that's gotten more and more popular. And I think where I've really noticed it is that, like, the midweek day games now have much better attendance than they did early on in this event. And I think people are coming and staying longer. I think there's more, you know, there are more youth tournaments in the area, too. There's usually a big youth tournament that goes on in Council Bluffs, which is right across the Bob Carey Pedestrian Bridge in Iowa, which you can actually walk to from downtown Omaha, short walk. And there's a bunch of baseball tournaments that are there, and kids come to the games. It's really turned into a pretty big event. And I think we're seeing more and more growth in college baseball. I think the SEC network.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going online, help that. You know, that's a sport that really matters in the Southeastern Conference. You know, ACC Network having a bunch of linear TV games, I think that helps. ACC is growing. They're a little behind the SEC, but there's growth there. And I think ESPN's commitment to college baseball is continuing to grow. And I think there's going to be bright things in the future for that and how they want to continue to make this event a big deal. And it's not just about the games. I mean, the games certainly gotten better with pitch timer too, because they've tightened things up. It's made it a better event, I think, because of that. But also, like, it's the fans here, and the fan environment is really cool. And I think it's great during the regular season in college baseball, because it's you know, like, you get these 4,000, 5,000 seat venues that are packed houses. Heck, you get 10, 11, 12, whatever, at the Mississippi schools. And it's different than minor league baseball, right? It's way better in terms of an environment, because everybody's going crazy like they would in any college crowd. So I really love it, and I love the way that it continues to grow. I love the energy of it. I love that there's a little bit more variety in the way that the game is played compared to Major League Baseball. And so you get some teams that will, you know, hit and run and steal a lot of bases, and you have to kind of do what you have with your personnel. And the schedule's the third is long, which means that you have, you know, three times the priority on every game that you have in Major League Baseball. And so that adds a level of intensity to it too. So all of it has really grown to make this a special event.
Switching gears here, Mike, going from College World Series into the Major League Baseball, minor league baseball a little bit as well, because there's some Braves news that came down within the past couple of minutes. Mark Bowman writing out there on social media that Didier Fuentes is going to be called up tomorrow to start against the Marlins, a 20-year-old prospect with 48 Ks in 40 innings across three different levels. I'll be honest, Mike, I'm not as big of a prospect guy as I once was. I know almost nothing about Didier Fuentes coming up for tomorrow's start. What do you know about him? What can you tell me?
I really don't know a whole lot either. And that's usually that's a fail on my part, because you need to know your beat, right? So, I don't know that I have a great answer for you. I mean, obviously they feel like at 20 years old, the Braves certainly aren't afraid to move guys quickly up through the minors. And we've seen them have success with pitchers that have had relatively short times in the minor leagues. I mean, I think, you know, both Strider and Schwellenbach kind of fit that mold, but I'll have to do a little bit more digging, because I hadn't heard that news. And so I'll text you later as soon as I get a good report on it.
I'm on till 6, so plenty of time for me to get that word out there. The other thing, obviously, is it continues to allow the Braves to set their rotation for the Mets run that is coming up, giving guys an extra day of rest and really making sure they have the guys they want lined up for that 10-game stretch, nine-game stretch that's on the way. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. Speaking of the Braves here, Mike, last two nights they've taken victories against the Mets here at home. Braves fans are desperate for something to signal a turn, something to feel like this team still has a chance to make its way to the playoffs. I think everyone here feels if you can get to the playoffs with the pitching staff that you have, they can be dangerous. With Acuna returning to MVP form, and he's been outstanding, they can be dangerous. It's just been such a bad start. I understand that two games is not a half season of upturn, but does it feel a little bit, some glimmer of hope that what we've seen the past two nights is maybe something the fans can get behind?
I mean, I wouldn't, just like everything else in baseball, you know, I don't want to over-index on anything, the wins or the losses. I mean, the fact that they lost seven straight series was pretty problematic. And they have a hole to climb out of. Yeah, I mean, just the fact that they've won a series against the Mets is a huge positive. And I don't think that there's going to be a moment where you snap your fingers and all of a sudden the Braves are contenders, right? It's going to be more of a slow grind. I mean, right now the path to the playoffs in the National League isn't quite as challenging as I thought it would be. As of right now, the number three wild card team is on pace for about 86 wins. My guess is it finishes north of that, but maybe not by much. It might be like 88 is what you need, which is not all that dissimilar to what the Braves did last season. So, and if you think back to, you know, when they won the World Series in 2021, that was the record that they had too, was what it was, an 88 win season. Now I don't think they're going to win the division at that number, but they certainly can get into the postseason right around there. And that team was under 500 of the trade deadline. So it's just a constant reminder that it is a really long season, that the same football, we do it every day. And so anything that's moving in the right direction is a positive. They're playing much better than they did during that seven series streak. You know, they need to get a little bit more consistent offense, although it feels like it's starting to come. You hope that the depth holds up pitching-wise. I mean, obviously the A.J. Smith-Shawver injury is a real disappointment. But I think it's good that they're trending in the right direction. I thought when they get back to 500, what was it, 6 weeks ago, I thought that was when things were going to start to turn for them. It didn't. They spent a lot of energy to get there, fell back a little bit, but they've got to just keep grinding it out in every series that they can win in this stretch, including that Marlins series, you know, not just the Phillies and Mets ones that are upcoming. It's going to move them closer to it, and if they can get around 500 at the deadline, you know this front office is going to add.
And then two really quick questions. I only got 30 seconds here, Mike. Do both Chris Sale and Ronald Acuna Jr. make the National League All-Star team?
I think Sale does. Acuna, I'm not sure. He got a little bit of a later start, but certainly he's one of the biggest stars.
And then final question, how bad did it have to be for Devers and Boston to part and then for him to immediately accept playing anywhere that'll help the team?
I mean, Boston just absolutely bollocks that so badly by not communicating with him all winter long. I mean, this is entirely on them, but like, I don't know how you get rid of a guy of that impact. Like, that was and for, you know, 10 cents on the dollar, basically, in terms of talent. I get that the San Francisco took on the whole contract, but, man, that made the Giants a real contender.
Yeah. You see, every once in a while, you get completely blindsided by a move. This was one of them for me here in Major League Baseball.
It's Luka Doncic, but for baseball.
Yeah, exactly. Mike, always appreciate your time. Hopefully we can catch up. Are you coming to Atlanta for All-Star Game?
I will. Yep. I'll see you there.
All right. Sounds good. Mike Farron on the WadeFord.com hotline. I'll try and coordinate and catch up with Mike then. Thanks so much for the time. Always appreciate it. All right. When we come back halfway home here on the Abe TL show, we're going to go outside the perimeter, talk about some of the top national sports stories, headlines, and topics. And just a reminder, at 4:45, going to be joined in studio by Daniel Suarez, driver of the number 99 car, that Chevy out there. Have interesting stuff to talk with him about, some serious and some goofball stuff as well. So make sure you're tuned in at 4:45. We're going to chat a little NASCAR as well. It's the Abe TL Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.